Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. That is one of the stars of Alice in Winterland. Alice in Winterland is on sale now, December 5th at the Masonic. It's Kesha, Avril Lavigne, and just added Flora Cash. So we just heard from. Tickets and everything you want to know about it, head to RadioAlice.com. And throughout the day, 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5, we have a chance to win tickets at the show and a Safeway gift card, which you can use for a turkey.
Yeah.
It's tickets and turkeys. It's fantastic.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, oh, oh. Whoa. All right, let's race through the Billboard Hot 100 here so we can get some fun stories. All right. At number 100 this week, these are the best songs in the country at this moment. At number 100. Gucci Mane featuring Kodak Black and London on the track. Big Boy Diamonds. Okay.
You sure you don't want more?
Nah, I'm pretty much done with that one.
All right.
It's great, though. I love it. Number 100.
I knew you would.
Thanks. Skipping up to number 10 is Dan and Shay with Justin Bieber, 10,000 Hours.
I love this song. It's so pretty.
It is pretty. Coming in at number 9 is Maroon 5. This is, they're up 2 and in the top 10 with Memories. Every damn song they write, it's a hit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lil Nas X is coming in at number 8 with Panini. That ranked 5th in its top ranking. I'm glad he's having a little run with this one.
Yeah.
It's tough when, you know, you have a song as big as the one he did. Old Town, he's the Old Town Road guy. Chris Brown Bites Chicks. This is his song featuring Drake. It's called No Guidance, and it's at number 7. Here's the first of the Lizzo songs on the chart. Good as Hell is at number 6. Good as hell! Dropping from number 1 last week to number 5 this week is Selena Gomez with Lose You to Love Me. It's a beautiful song.
Super sweet.
Oh. Don't do that. People are watching on the video camera.
They're watching you.
No.
What do you do?
Nothing. He made a lewd gesture.
No, I was just saying that, you know, it's actually pretty sexual, I feel like. Yeah, you know, so... intimate.
Another Lizzo song at number 4, Truth Hurts.
Good for her.
That peaked out at number 1. Oh. Number 3 is Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello, Señorita. Post Malone is at number 2 with Circles. That one's over. Woo! And number 1, again, dropped to number 2 last week when Selena Gomez came busting in. It's our Alice obsession, Louis Cabaldi.
Oh, right.
Back at number 1.
Wow.
Yeah. Had a nice little run with that one.
Yeah.
The best song in the country at this moment. This one.
Good for him.
Agreed. So a second ago, in third place, we
Leave it to Jane.
I know. She really knows how to pick them. She really does. The Shawn Mendes duet with Camila Cabello.
Uh-huh.
He's got another duet, and it's with none other than Taylor Swift. It's a song you know already, and he wrote another verse for it, and we're going to hear the whole thing in its entirety at 7:30.
And I got a story behind what's up.
Oh,
wait.
All right.
The song is done.
It's a Taylor Swift song that
right.
Shawn Mendes
said,
wrote another
hey,
verse to.
I got
he was like, hey,
something to add
this.
To your song, and Taylor said, sure.
Yeah. So that's it's going to be an Alice Essential, Vinny. We're going to play it at 7:30.
Oh,
I know, very
wow.
excited about it.
What a trip.
So be listening.
I'm surprised she didn't say, that's insulting. My song's done.
Yeah, no.
I finished my song.
She was like, oh my God, you're so cute.
I would like to make more money.
Yes. More money? Okay. Sounds great. I need another house in Rhode Island. Okay, so.
Said nobody ever.
Please. It's nice there.
No, it's not.
It is. Parts of it. Not all of it. T.I.
Yeah.
He's a rapper. And he's got some kids. And one of them is an 18-year-old daughter who's in college named Deja. And I guess for the last few years, he's been taking her to her gynecological
appointments. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
You may not know the answer to this, but what I know of T.I.
I know nothing about him.
Besides his music, isn't he married to someone named Tiny?
Yeah. Tiny.
Oh, is that?
And is Tiny the mom
Tamika.
Of
Her name is
Deja?
Tamika.
No.
You know what? He has 6 kids. What I do not know is if they're all from her.
I don't think so.
Because he's only had one marriage.
You know what, though? I'm not positive. So, quite possibly.
All
maybe
right.
Tiny's the mom of all these kids.
Well,
the research department will come up with the answer momentarily.
I ask because I would expect a mother, whatever the situation may be, I would expect the mother to say, nah.
Yeah, that's none of your beeswax.
Tiny is not the mother of Deja.
Okay, so I don't know if Deja lives with him, and that's why he's got this kind of control over her. Mm-hmm. But when she was about, I don't know, 15 or 16, she went for her first appointment, and he said, you tell that doctor it's okay to share your results with me. Ugh. Tell him.
And what are the test is...
And I want to know that your hymen is intact.
Right.
Oh.
I want to know that you're a virgin. So he admitted to this on some podcast or other. I'm not even sure where he said it, but he went into detail. She's 18 years old, and he's like, I want the doctor to give me my results.
The way you read it the first time doesn't sound like he admitted to it. It sounds like he was bragging about it.
Right.
Like,
no,
I'm involved in my daughter's life in a way that...
I'm sure he's very proud of it, not knowing that it would splash back on him.
Right. That's my point.
Yeah. And he was, conversely, he's got a 15 or so year old son who he knows is sexually active. And he's like, yeah, of course he is. That's my boy.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So TMZ ran into Gloria Steinem at the airport, of all places, because, of course, that's where they hang out. And they asked her about what T.I. had revealed. Oh, yeah. She was saying, by the way, that the judges should step in, that this should be examined.
Wow. So, I don't know about that.
So that's what Gloria Steinem has to say about it. I just thought it bore repeating in case you missed that story somehow last week.
It's a weird story.
I fell on the floor when I read that. Like, oh, my God. I can't even imagine my father. I can't imagine my mother going, yeah, okay, to that. Like, I can't. Like, absolutely not. It's none of your business. Mm-hmm. It's, you know. My mother would be like, it's barely my business. I'm taking her there so she can get the pill. So shut up.
Ding, ding.
Yeah. Disney Plus, the launch did not go well.
Well.
Thousands of complaints. A whole lot of glitching going on.
Sometimes the technical details of any kind of launch don't jive with the business and the big mouth of the people who announce.
This is what it's happening. various issues, people not being able to access the service, some of its features. Some people couldn't even sign up, or once they did, they couldn't log on. People bought Disney Plus online and then couldn't get it to load onto their smart TVs or their PlayStation.
I imagine a lot of people who work for the company who were involved in building this site have been freaking for months and only to have it blow up in their face anyway.
Some people clicked on titles only to find them unavailable. Others experienced long load times or the app crashing once a movie or TV episode was exited out of. By 10 a.m. yesterday, Disney issued a statement saying, the consumer demand for Disney Plus has exceeded our high expectations. We're working to quickly resolve the current user issue. We appreciate your patience. One other complaint that has nothing to do with glitching, really, is the fact that I guess they loaded the Simpsons episodes in the wrong aspect ratio.
What does that mean?
Well, you know how on a traditional TV, it's something that's called like 3:4, and then it's 16:7 or something on a whatever it is.
On the screen.
Finger indicating to me. Right. It's how, because like now the screens are wider than they are tall.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So the older TV shows have to be reformatted. They either have to have bars on the side
that
or they zoom
sense.
Them in.
Right. Uh-huh.
And so they've loaded it up, and they're basically saying, you can only, you're only seeing a small portion because the thing is just falling off the edges of
the TV. I'd forgotten that they own the Simpsons, and in one of the ads, it shows the Disney logo, and it shows Homer with an Iron Man mask, and each of them are dressed in Disney-type costumes.
Right.
And then they do something to the Disney logo, but I thought, you know the way they poked fun at everything, basically,
yes,
through their years? I thought for sure it was not an ad for Disney, that it was them sort of breaking balls. And then I went, oh, right.
So did they buy the rights? Because that's a Fox show, right?
I think they bought the rights.
Oh, well, that's crazy.
Because they're in the Disney ad.
Right.
The Simpsons are.
Yeah, so The Mandalorian, by the way, don't read about it. There are people out there spoiling a big reveal, apparently, that's at the end of the first episode. I'm not sure how big it is or how much it figures in. It wound up getting spoiled for me this morning through no fault of yours, Yuzi. You tried.
I tried.
You did try. And it doesn't seem to be a big, huge chunk of the plot, but it's a very interesting and surprising thing that they've revealed. So, you be careful, because The Mandalorian is one of the big reasons that people are trying to get Disney Plus. So I won't spoil it for you, but know that it's out there and be careful, because it was in several sources this morning. Are you going to do the Colin Kaepernick story?
You do it.
All right. He is possibly heading back to the NFL. I don't know how they'll work this out, but Colin said the league reached out to his people about holding a workout this Saturday in Atlanta. There's a lot of teams that need a good quarterback with some experience right now. And he told the NFL, I want to make sure this is a legitimate process, not a PR stunt. And he basically said, I want to see the people who are in charge of making decisions. If I'm going to do this, he said, I've been ready for 3 years. I am ready. I'm
in. How long he's been out?
Yeah.
Dang.
2016. And he wants a list of the team officials who are coming. He said, have the teams bring serious decision makers. And then he tweeted, I've been in shape and ready for this for 3 years. Can't wait to see the head coaches and GMs on Saturday. So that's what he's hoping for. Hmm. I just thought I'd update you on that.
Do you think he will be hired to play football this season?
I don't know. I really don't. I wonder if this is just going to turn into something where he's going to say, well, I am going to kneel. And they're going to go, well, we do need a quarterback. And then they move on from there. I'm not sure. What do you think?
I think he's been blackballed. Mm. I think he's right when he says I've been blackballed. I think he has.
So do you think he's going to come back?
No, I don't.
Well, if they send the right people,
I hope he does. I'm not saying.
Oh,
that
I do too.
I'm just telling you what I think. I think he's been blackballed. He's right, and I do think that they don't want no trouble. The owners are printing money. And anything that affects their bottom line is not worth it to them.
Right.
The NFL can do no wrong. Look at the ratings. There's still huge ratings every week.
I know. It's the biggest show.
And with Veterans Day just having passed, they're linked very closely to our military. And
right.
They do a lot for patriotism. It's not something that they're going to want to be involved in.
Well, you know, though, they want to win, and they want money, and who knows? Maybe they'll say, just don't come out on the field at the beginning. You can stay in the—maybe
oh, that would be horrible.
I know. But I can picture them saying it. Yeah, we'll hire you, and here's what it'll pay, and here's what we need you to do.
Well, we'll see. So he gets his tryout this weekend?
Saturday he's going to do a workout.
Good for him.
Adam Sandler. I love him. I think he's great. I think he's incredibly talented. There's a lot of people who don't love him, don't think he's funny. And frankly, he gets some crap for some of the movies that he churns out, like we've talked about the Netflix stuff.
He doesn't try. That's why.
It seems like everybody who knows him loves him, and that includes Brad Pitt. The two of them sat down for a conversation with Variety. And they told a few stories, actually. Where did you want to start with this, Bernie?
Up to you.
Well, I mean,
they start off the show. They kick it off with colonoscopies.
Let's go for it. Let's talk about colonoscopies. That's a big topic on the Sarah and Vinny show these days.
Really?
He was in a movie recently where he had to go through this procedure.
Who Adam did?
Adam was, see. And I'll just roll it for you.
All right,
here it is.
This is Adam Sandler and Brad Pitt, and there's a cute story. This is really toward the end of whatever interview with Variety they're doing here.
Yeah, minute 47. It's long. Oh, you want to play it?
Sure, yeah. That's cute, right?
Yeah.
He went, nah, 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 nah. guy was trying to do him a solid. You wouldn't think Adam Sandler would be the megastar that he is today.
You would not.
No, you wouldn't.
I thought he was going to say something like, this is the man who inspired me. Said I couldn't do it, and I did it, so I worked even harder.
Yeah, but he didn't even trash him to that point. The only teacher who ever bought me a beer. Working Girl, the Melanie Griffith, Harrison Ford movie. I love that movie.
Yeah,
it's a very good movie.
Mm-hmm. That's 30 years old.
It's 1988.
Okay.
So it's a romantic comedy, and it was Melanie Griffith's big break. This was the biggest thing she'd done. But before it made her a rich and famous movie star, it cost her $80,000. Because she showed up to the set one day intoxicated, and they made her pay $80,000 for a delay in shooting. Just took it right out of her paycheck. Melanie says, there are a lot of things that happened on Working Girl that I did that were not right. It was the late 80s. There was a lot of going on party-wise in New York. There was a lot of cocaine. There was a lot of temptation. Mm. 3 weeks later, she went to rehab.
Oh, wow.
That wouldn't be her last time in rehab, but I suppose she learned a lesson there. If you delay. Yeah.
Blow away.
And finally, I'll leave you with this. If you've been dying for a Friends reunion, it looks like it's going to happen.
Really?
That's what they're saying here. Jennifer Aniston.
Does Matthew know that?
Well, that's the key question, isn't it? No, they're saying that everybody's on board. It's going to be a special. It's not going to be a reboot of the series, whether you like it or not. Jennifer Aniston recently said the Friends cast was working on something. So this is probably what she was talking about. All six main cast members are in talks to get together for a reunion special that would air on HBO Max. The creators of the series are on board as well. David Crane and Marta Kaufman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always see their names.
I'm sure Gunther can move his schedule around. You know.
Gunther, yeah.
What's that guy got going on? It's still in the early stages. I mean, don't get your hopes up. They're calling it an unscripted reunion special.
That's not a good idea.
I know. And they're saying also this could totally fizzle out. Talks could break
down. There's so many smart, creative people who could be hired and paid the kind of money that a reunion show would deserve.
Right.
Where they could do something that would take everybody's, you know, like super creative. Would have never thought of it.
And these people are clearly...
And here they are doing a show.
They're good at delivering lines. We know that. So
I think I'd rather see something like that.
Yeah,
you're
something
saying.
Scripted.
Yeah. Because what are they going to do? Tell stories? Remember
I don't
that
know.
One time and then
And then they'll
time?
Show the episode. Well, HBO Max, I can't remember what they paid, but they got the right... They haven't even launched yet, by the way, HBO Max. But they've gotten the rights to all the Friends shows, so I guess this is part of that.
Yeah.
Maybe they worked out some... Well, we got to do something with you guys. If we pay all this money.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, there's your 7 o'clock trash. Vinny, what's coming up?
The most expensive purse ever makes the news. Well, not ever. There's actually way more. Anyway.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. That is the remix of Lover starring Shawn Mendes.
Like
as
it.
The boy.
Jane says it's number one on iTunes right now.
Oh, I'll bet it is. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. People love them some Taylor Swift. Now we've thrown some Shawn Mendes on top of her. Come on.
Something for everyone.
Oh, speaking of that song, don't we have a remix of that coming up at 8 o'clock?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we do.
Yeah, a little remix of that.
You're going to love it.
I bet I am.
You know, I bet you Vinny
will
love it.
Is Vinny going to love it?
Yes. Yeah. Vinny's actually going
to
love
it,
too.
You know, we've been listening to a ton at my house is the Panic at the Disco version of that Frozen song.
Oh,
the new Frozen
song.
It's
so good.
What is it called? In the open?
Into the deep? Yeah. Into the ice? Into the cold?
That kid is wailing.
That's I'm telling you, I got chills when we listened to that.
And you can't get the whole version of Idina Menzel's version. They only give you a little piece.
Oh, so the whole thing, the soundtrack's not out.
It's I guess not.
Yeah.
Into the unknown.
There it is.
Let's hear that. I want to hear that.
All right, hold on.
Got it for me right here.
Let me see if I can jump
ahead. Yeah, find that one part.
I know you want what you want. I forget.
Well, I kind of wanted the lead up to that too, but you know.
Oh boy.
Hey, let's just do the news. All right, let's listen to it.
Into the unknown!
So good! What note is that?
That's tough. I'll be back.
Into the unknown!
Are you saying that Isla
loves it
and sings this?
Well, it's so good.
We can't, you know that? I love music, and I love that my kid loves music. Mm-hmm. I wanted her to love music, but we can't eat dinner without her asking that thing to play stuff.
Mm.
Like, that's become...
That's her TV.
Well, if I got to sit here, I want to listen to some music.
Yep.
Well, and then you're going to watch me perform.
Oh, hell yeah. That's the best part
about
having kids.
Because I need all
the
attention.
You put on a little show for you that really only you guys and, like, maybe grandma can appreciate. You're just like, this is the best. Oh, hi, A? Holy crap.
Right?
That's a big note.
Hit that for us.
I can't hit it
with
an open mic.
Yeah, you can. You can do it.
Right?
Let it rip.
The unknown. Let me hear what he does. Let me hear it.
Oh, hold on.
Known. Can't hit it with an open voice. But that's a big note.
Mm.
Is that a high A? I don't think it is. Like an F.
I'm sorry. That's a E flat.
Oh, that kid's really, amazing. Really whatever he's hitting it and spiking that microphone when he's done.
Yeah. Like,
that part. That's the one, right?
No. Yeah.
Top crazy. That, anybody.
Well, Mariah in her day with the whistling.
In her day.
Sure.
Yeah.
And now it's time for the news.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Broadway SF. Broadway SF presents The Last Ship, starring Sting, coming to the Golden Gate Theater.
Theater.
Beginning February 20th.
Priority... It's better than theater. I'll give you that, right?
Priority tickets available for Alice listeners with the presale code ALICE at BroadwaySF.com. Ends tomorrow at 10 p.m.
You can get your tickets early. It's cool.
Okay, so we'll begin with the television show just getting fired up in Washington, D.C., known as the impeachment inquiry. Cameras are in place in a House office building just south of the Capitol for the opening session this morning. There'll be two witnesses today, one witness Friday, and eight more over the next 3 days, next week. All providing evidence about President Donald Trump's efforts to tie U.S. aid for Ukraine to investigations of his political opponents. President Trump denies any wrongdoing.
It's a witch hunt.
$30,000 seems like a lot to pay for a purse.
Seems like a ton. It's probably not, though, right? Like you
there
said,
there are more expensive purses, yes.
Yeah.
So the record.
Oh, yeah. What is the record?
First of all, this is an Hermes Kelly clutch, the one that is in question that we'll be talking about. And it's
this
a $30,000 purse.
Okay.
So the one. In 2017. One of Hermes' purses made from the hide of a Nile River crocodile with 18-karat gold buckles and diamond-encrusted strap loops.
Jesus Christ.
Sold for $376,000 at auction in Hong Kong.
Damn.
So there is what purses can go for. So
that's all diamonds and gold and, mm-hmm. you know, rare crocodile that they killed to make the purse.
Mariana Bader, this story is a continuation from one I did, I believe it was last week. Her handbag is a pink Hermes Kelly clutch.
Okay.
It's been discontinued, and it's worth $30,000. Her husband got it for her 30th birthday.
Adorable. $30,000 on your 30th birthday. What do they do for a living?
After a waiter at a posh New Jersey country club spilled red wine on the luxury handbag last year.
Oh, you did do this, right?
Yeah. The real estate agent sued for negligence, demanding that the Alpine Country Club pay her the eye-popping price for the ruined handbag.
You know, I'm looking at it, and it's a shiny leather. Like, I don't understand. I mean, maybe it stained the inside or something? Like, it crept around the edges?
For $30,000, like bucks, you don't want anything touching that
thing. I guess not. Maybe you should just put it in a lockup, then. Put it in a safe in your house.
So the lawsuit, because she's like, my bag's ruined. You need to replace it. Mm-hmm. You got red wine on my bag.
Right.
And everyone involved is saying, nobody has a 30. You're crazy. A $30,000 purse. We're not responsible for that. That's the country club's response. So the lawsuit made headlines as she's now had to sue them for the cost of it.
Right.
The country club is now suing its own employee. The waiter who spilled the wine.
What?
That's the latest in this legal battle.
Oh, for
whoever
God's
the waiter
sake.
Was proceeded to pour red wine and didn't stop. According to the woman's lawyer, she's saying wine was poured over all over her, all over her husband, and all over the very expensive bag.
So they were douchebags, and this guy was like, I'm going to dump this wine on their heads.
I don't know. Do you think that he did it on purpose?
Does a waiter in a high-end country club come over and just jig wine all over the people at a table? If they're not a-holes?
With no cause, yeah.
Yeah, this seems like they're bad people. But I don't want to pass judgment. No. I don't know them.
The Hermes bag is known as a Kelly, named after Grace Kelly.
Kelly clutch.
The bag, other celebrity owners include J-Lo, Victoria Beckham, Kylie and Kendall Jenner have them.
Oh, they
them.
Each have one. Oh, how adorable. Matching.
So, anyway, I guess the insurance company...
This guy poured wine all over them because they're awful. That's why. And now they continue their awfulness. And now the country club's suing the waiter for just
initially,
doing his job.
Her attorney reached out to the country club to resolve the matter, but the establishment eventually stopped responding to the complaints. The same was true of her insurance company, who failed to comprehend how a bag could have such a high price to begin with.
I mean, you would think, though, if you were going to buy a $30,000 handbag, that you would let your insurance know that you had that and
appraise it.
Yeah. And then usually you have to pay more. Like, if you've got expensive stuff at your house, usually your premium goes up. Like, all right, we'll insure it, but...
So she's suing the country club because she says, here, they're extremely rich. It costs $65,000 is your initiation fee.
Wow.
And your annual dues are $19,000 to be part of the club.
Oh, my God.
You people suck. I'm going to splash this on you.
So at this point now, the latest is that the country club has turned the suit over to the waiter who spilled the wine.
But, oh, boy.
When I worked at La Costa Resort, they have memberships, and I never knew what the membership was, but it's like that.
Yeah.
It's like you have to pay an incredible amount just to get in, and then the monthly fees beyond belief, too.
Right.
And the people who
were... That's whether you go or not.
The people who were there, the regulars, were... I told you, one of the guys was the Bic pen guy. The disposable pen.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That was his thing.
Well, listen, you invent something or mass produce something that everybody needs.
And there was another guy that everyone said...
Packaging.
That guy, and I don't even want to say his name, but they're like, that guy's in the mob. Like, get out of here. He's
awesome.
Not. But he was always super dark looking. Like...
Up to well, something at all times.
You gotta have just a mean look on your face if you're in the mob.
He had a mean look on his face.
Yikes.
But he took a daily facial and massage before his day began.
Oh.
He went to the club.
Get me pretty
got
up.
A daily facial massage,
like murder
shower,
someone.
The whole thing, and then would leave dressed for the day. Mm. And you just go, wow, that's something.
Mm. That's gotta be nice, huh? Like, you get up in the morning and...
Go to the club.
Yeah, or just maybe you live at the club. And you live at a club. And you're not going to leave. And you hop in the tub.
And then you get to rub.
This story out of Bakersfield, it happened last week at an Apple store. Apparently, Gloria Fuentes says that she scrubbed her device of all social media, financial, and banking apps before getting her screen repaired on November 4th.
Oh.
She intended to delete all her photos, too, but she ran out of time. Upon arriving, she handed her phone to an employee who began messing around with it for quite a while, she wrote on Facebook the day after this appointment. She didn't pay any mind to it because she figured he's just doing his job. She's trying to get this screen replaced, and he's working on it.
Oh, my God.
He asked for my passcode twice in that time frame, which I at the time didn't think anything of, but it turns out her initial concerns began to grow and they were legitimate. When she got home, she found her phone. She looked into her phone and noticed that a text had been sent from an unknown number to an unknown number.
Oh, the guy didn't go back and wipe his text off? What a dummy.
She said the Apple employee had gone through her device, retrieved a private photo, and texted it to himself, but didn't delete that. I guess that
what
would be the way
dummy.
To cover your tracks, right?
Yeah. And that's easy to do.
She says the picture in question was taken more than a year ago. I opened the text and instantly wanted to cry. This was a guy who went through my gallery and sent himself one of my extremely personal photos that I had taken for my boyfriend. And it was geolocated, so he knows where I live.
Oh, my God.
She went back to the store and spoke to the store's manager. I know, dude. Unbelievable. She also confronted the employee who said, yeah, that's my number, but I don't know how that photo got sent to my phone. How did that happen?
Was the manager like, let me take a closer look at
that.
So I'll bet you that's the one he forgot to scrub. I bet he sent a bunch of her pictures to his number. And then she's like, give me my phone. And he forgets to delete that last text.
Mm-hmm. He's been fired.
Good.
But this is not a completely isolated incident. These are types of things that you have to consider when you're bringing your phone in.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you deserve it by any stretch of the imagination, but you have to consider that. These are employees. They're not Apple.
Mm-mm.
They're just kids hired by Apple to work there.
Human beings were like, that girl's cute. I wonder if she has any nudes on her phone.
And I bet
Let me do a little quick exploration.
I have to believe that wasn't the first time he's done that.
Yeah.
I don't know him. I don't know the situation, but I'm assuming he's hit the jackpot.
She's given him
many
his
times.
Password and stuff too, though. That's like, no. No password for you.
I don't know.
They don't need the password to change the screen.
No, they don't. They pop off the screen and put the screen back on.
Hey.
That's what I missed that part. That's what she went there
twice.
For originally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To get the screen replaced.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She gave him her password twice.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, here it is.
He got locked out the first time. What an idiot. Can I get that again?
Dummy.
Hiccups.
Yeah. I hate them.
Why in the world?
Yeah, what's going on with that?
What is their deal?
They hurt sometimes too, like really bad.
The deep ones.
Yeah. Oh, sometimes you're just like, oh, I gotta go lay down. I don't know what to do.
Scientists at the University College London just finished up a study on hiccups, and they have finally figured out why we get hiccups. It's something that newborns do.
Yeah, even in utero, your kid will get the hiccups.
Right. They found that when newborn babies get the hiccups, it triggers a huge wave of brain signals, and they teach the baby's brains about how to regulate breathing.
Oh.
As we grow up, the hiccups stick with us, even though they don't serve a purpose anymore. So the researchers say they're, quote, a hangover from early periods in our life that persists into later life.
It's almost like a physical reaction that happens just so that you could learn it, and then they forgot to shortwire that.
While we're on babies,
yes.
Parents Magazine just put out a list of the worst baby names they've heard this year.
All right.
King Messiah, all one word, is the worst baby name for a boy.
That is a terrible name. I mean, what kid's living up to that?
Well, T.I.'s son's name is Messiah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Oh, it is, the full name is Messiah Your Majesty.
Your Majesty?
Mm-hmm.
I like Your Majesty, Jermaine's kid.
Yeah.
That's good.
Funny.
I can't believe they name a kid that.
I can't either. It's ridiculous. Like, honestly, what are you doing?
Even the best kids.
They should stop you.
Like, I have a really good kid, but she can be bratty. Like, you don't want to put a kid with, you don't fill a kid with Your Majesty. My Lord.
One of the youngest kids they have is, her name is Harris.
Harris?
H-E-I-R-E-S-S.
Mm. Oh, like heiress?
Heiress.
Like she's an heiress.
I said it incorrectly. I'm sorry. Heiress.
Well, it sounds like Harris.
Heiress.
King Messiah, Hugo, Manson, Pinches, Xavier with two X's, Cletus, Danger, and Styles, ending with a Z, are the worst boy baby names for women, for girls, for
baby girls.
Right. Mattel, like the toy company. Sincere, C-Y-N-C-E-R-E. Chardonnay, Starlet. This Blakely is so incredibly misspelled, it's beyond belief.
Blakely?
Blakely. B-L-A-Y-K-E-L-E-E.
Oh, boy.
Blakely.
Any.
A-N-Y.
Like Amy, but any. So they maybe
it was a mistake.
Maybe they wrote it down wrong.
And Vegas are
Vegas.
Worst hey.
My name's Vegas, baby.
Names.
Vegas.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with, I'll do that Billie Eilish bad guy cover. You're going to love it. Believe me, this is for Vinny.
All right.
Only for Vinny.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.